The Ramen Noodle is proud to support the efforts of the Hug Every Cat Foundation.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 75.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and joining me in studio in his normal black chair
is me, Jeremy.
I was thinking about, should I say anything about the color of anything else? And I thought, nah, that'd be racist.
Would it?
It might be.
No, I don't think so. I think that I'm going to do a death metal version of the new theme song. Just, you know, for every fourth. Exactly. Just for the fourth Monday of every month from now on. Just send off the month with a little kick.
We would need a video of that.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is the Clean Comedy Podcast that brings you seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. And I hope you have a very flavorful day of comedy
after listening
to this. Yes.
If you're listening live, yes, or listening to it recorded, but in the evening.
Yes. Or sleep well if you're falling asleep to us,
which I don't recommend. The dreams. Oh, man. You're killing the people who are driving while listening. Don't.
Just. Speaking of killing people who are driving, I want to remind you to check out the website at theramennoodle.com. And what's most important is that you subscribe to us in iTunes. Go over.
That is the most important thing you could do.
Yes. It saves a driver's life every day when you subscribe to us in iTunes. Right now, if visiting theramennoodle.com takes you to noodle.mx, then look over on the right side and you'll see a subscribe and follow section. Click on the RSS icon or the iTunes icon or whichever is your favorite icon for a way that you can subscribe and follow us. And that will save a sleepy driver from terror.
Maybe click on the icon for your favorite method of subscribing, because if I did it based on which icon I like best out of those, I'm not sure that I would get the feed that I wanted.
Vote on your favorite icon.
So if it takes you to noodle.mx?
Yes.
I see.
Because if theramennoodle.com takes you to either theramennoodle.com. Imagine that. Or if it takes you to another domain, which we recently purchased, but I'm not ready to announce yet, then you'll see subscribe buttons more prominent on it.
Okay.
They'll be like, in your face, subscribe, man.
So changes are either coming or have already happened, depending on when you get to this episode.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
It's confusing, dude.
It's kind of a universal construct idea of relativity and
you're a universal construct of relativity
and stuff. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week. It's nice that we can now say week.
I know.
Month.
Because the theory holds true. More funny things happen in 1 week than in two.
Yeah. Crazy. I mentioned that earlier in my episode of the Audacity to Podcast. I said it is a whole lot better to be consistent when you do it every week. It's a lot easier to release episodes when you do one every week, yep, than it is to release a monthly episode, because monthly podcasts, I sometimes never see anything from them.
Really?
Yeah.
See anything from them.
Right. So, speaking of the sea and the ocean, Jeremy, take us into that deep sea of your mind and tell us what's happened within this last week.
Well, There wasn't enough liquid to be considered a sea, but there was liquid involved. And it happened just hours ago, a couple of hours ago, when I arrived here, actually. Your dog, your wonderful, adorable dog, has been previously introduced to this audience. Well, she gets rather excited mm-hmm. when a guest shows up. And the trick to helping her contain her excitement, shall we say, is apparently to not pet her.
Yeah, just ignore her.
Ignore her. So
same thing works on kids.
Oh, wow. No. You wouldn't believe the diapers we save by just ignoring the child. No, I don't condone. So, yes, that's what I normally do. As I ring the doorbell, and then as I go to put my keys away, which I was still holding, my car keys and my house keys and my whatnot, the things you normally keep on a keyring. I don't know why I'm going into that. Something very unusual happened keys. In that all of a sudden one of the keys just sort of hit the ground. And I don't know why. I don't know how it worked itself off the keyring on its own. I'm going to have to reconsider my use of keyrings, apparently. So I bend down to pick up the key just as you open the door. And your dog runs out the door. And she thought I was petting her. And she, shall we say, failed to contain her excitement. And as she did so, she ran across my foot.
And her excitement.
Her excitement got all over my flip-flop and my foot. And, yeah.
See, this is Kentucky. We have a strange way of greeting people at the door. It's like, hi, let me pee on your foot for you.
Really? That's disgusting. That no, it's dogs. Let's be clear. Yeah. Otherwise, nobody's ever going to visit you again. And I don't think it's just Kentucky dogs who are, you know, going to possibly do that.
True. Kentucky dogs would spit tobacco on you if they get too excited.
Well, she did that too. I told you guys not to let your dog chew tobacco.
I've been trying to break her of that habit.
So that was my rather spontaneous update. I do have another one that I want to share. I don't know if it's a you had to be there moment, so bear with me. But there's a series of books right now that is apparently very popular. And I don't recommend it. Called Game of Thrones, I think is the title. Anyway, I've been told that it has some rather questionable content, so I'm not terribly interested in reading them. But I was at a bookstore with a friend, and we were talking about them as we browsed the the aisles, and she picked one of the books up, and she opened it randomly, and just read what her eyes landed on, and she says, said Sir Robert, giggling. And she shuts the book and says, well, that's enough for me. I'm not interested. So that's, I don't know that anyone named Sir Robert should ever giggle for any reason.
No knight should ever giggle.
No.
That's just wrong.
No, once you've been knighted, giggling must cease. It's kind of just a universal fact.
I think the training to become a knight is that they put you out in front of the palace, and you have to be one of those palace guards that if you can stand through that and not giggle, then you're allowed to be a knight.
I don't think so. I think
Scotland
though,
Yard? Or no, that's wrong.
I think
country.
You just have to, upon meeting someone new, you just have to be able to contain your excitement. So eventually your dog may be knighted, but not this day or this night.
Well, I have something to share, but it's not from this past week. It's something that I've kept bumping in these random noodle updates to mention the next time. But I'm finally getting to this. I decided I'm going to cover this tonight. This one day, I was cleaning some dishes, and Jenny was at the kitchen table, which is behind the kitchen sink. And I was cleaning a couple dishes after...
Wait. You have a table behind the kitchen sink.
Well, I mean, the table was behind me. So my back was to the table. The sink was in front of me.
Okay.
Jenny's back was to me.
Okay.
And I think we just finished dinner and I grabbed the dishes and I just was going to do an initial rinse of them and maybe stick them in the dishwasher or something. And suddenly these jars that were all next to the sink because, or not jars, bottles. I tend to collect soda bottles and bottles that just look cool. And I put them on the top shelf in our kitchen.
Mm-hmm, they do look cool.
And so we had all of these that had been drying and were sitting next to the sink in between the sink and the refrigerator. And while I'm rinsing these dishes, they all start to move and they're moving toward me. And I'm just suddenly thinking, this is, at first I think, yeah, I bumped something. These are about to fall. And I realize, no, it's an earthquake. And I'm about to jump over and grab Jenny because Ohio, Kentucky area has had earthquakes before, but they've been like so minor. Someone might as well have had a hiccup.
They've been so minor. They couldn't have ordered alcohol. I don't know. I need a rim shot button because I'm making them rather feebly with my mouth tonight, and I never do that anyway, so I don't know where they're coming from. Continue with your...
So I thought if... this is all my fast reasoning. This is happening in like half a second. I'm thinking if the earthquake is bad enough to start moving these bottles like this, then I better grab Jenny because this is probably going to bring other stuff down. And I'm...
Honey, come here and look at this!
I'm standing underneath this whole shelf full of glass bottles. So that's about the worst place for me to be in an earthquake. And so I do actually jump back from the sink. And then I realize what happened. We had a cutting board leaning up against the refrigerator that just started to slide down and flatten itself along the counter, and it was pushing all of these bottles toward me in the process.
Nice.
But I didn't see that.
Very nice. I was definitely afraid that the story was going to end with, and then I woke up, as you are wont to do. What time approximately did this happen, and on which day?
Evening, and I don't remember which day of the week, but I do have pictures.
It wasn't yesterday, was it?
No.
Oh,
this was a while
okay.
back.
I was going to say, your earthquake theory might not have been far off, only it would have been an extremely minor one, because I forgot about this. But yesterday, I had a bulletin board fall off the wall behind me and crash into some things. And I just thought, you know, of all the times of the day that I have not been in this room that it could have fallen off the wall, why did it have to be while I was in the room so that it could scare me instead of simply being something I returned to find? It's just been that kind of week. What is going on? Cutting boards, bulletin boards, keys coming off key rings.
You know, all of these things are somehow related.
The end of the universe?
As we know it.
Molecular cohesion is starting to break down on everything.
Yeah.
Are you aware that your left arm fell off about 20 minutes ago?
Bring it on.
Really?
Put it on.
Sew it on, maybe.
What was your other update?
That was it, really. Oh, that's about okay. Three. Okay. Three funny things happened in 1 week. And I couldn't come up with anything in four. It's true. It's just true.
Good.
Our property, we need to come up with a name for this theory. Theorem.
It's whatever you want to call it. Random noodle comedy Hyperion philosophy. Maybe our listeners would be smarter than us on this.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
We got some voicemail in from someone that... let's see, where's this button on here? And
You have taken over your podcast.
Hey, Ramen Noodle, this is Brian and Pam from the PB&J Show.
Hi.
Hi, we've taken over your podcast.
By way of voicemail.
Yes, Google Voice. So we were listening to your last podcast, and you were talking about PB&Js.
Well, you're talking about grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup, and who doesn't love that?
Oh, yeah.
That's the perfect comfort
it's American
food, right?
Staple.
Yeah, so we're all on board with that. But you're talking about peanut butter and jelly, and the J does stand for jelly, unless otherwise specified, right?
That's right.
But we did something different.
Okay, we got control of this again. So what I was going to say is that we got a voicemail in from someone, and oh my gosh,
do not be alarmed. We have taken over your podcast.
We're going to die.
Just relax and go to your happy place.
Hey, Robin Newell, this is Brian, Pam, and Joey from the PB&J Show again.
Wake up!
Hey. Our last time we called, it was an epic fail, so we're going to call, and I have a little story for you. It's, I think you got so much as, when I was a kid, I had lots of warts.
And that's where it ended, and it was kind of...
So a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Okay, warts.
Oh, that's great. Brian
time
had
to
warts.
Meet your maker.
So, my story goes, when I was a kid, I had lots of warts, and...
A long time ago.
A long time ago. Probably about Joey's age. He's
really?
11. Yeah.
11 and a half.
Sorry, yes.
22-year-old.
So, my parents took me to the doctor, and they were going to electrocute these warts off of me.
Okay, first of all, by now the kid is probably 12 years old. Or he's 11 and three quarters by the time. This is a slightly older voicemail. But... I return you to the story. They're at the doctor's office, and they're about to electrocute the 11-and-a-half-year-old wart. Or something like that. I wasn't paying much attention. No.
Which is kind of scary for a little kid, you know.
That's them electrocuting their son to illustrate, this is what it was like.
I'm getting confused.
And so they put me on a table, started giving me some anesthesia to knock me out, and... hooked me up my feet and my hands with electrodes to send a current through my body.
Yikes.
And
I didn't know that.
Okay. Was this at the hospital here in town?
Yes, this was at our local hospital.
They probably still use leeches to get rid of diseases.
So as I'm starting to fall asleep, this man pops his head right in front of mine.
Whoa.
You.
And asks me how I'm doing, introduces himself. Says, hi, I'm Dr. Frankenstein. I will be taking care of you.
I am the monster.
So, just picture yourself a young boy laying on a table with electrodes all over you, and Dr. Frankenstein shows up.
Right.
Tell me you wouldn't freak out a little bit.
Full of anesthesia and vivid imagination.
I would wet my pants.
So, but his name really was Dr. Frankenstein.
Awesome.
Really? What was his first name? Jeff from Newsboys?
It might have been Earl.
Earl Frankenstein.
Earl Frankenstein. I don't know what it was.
Jeff's dad?
Maybe.
Jeff,
the guy, the drummer?
I am your father.
No, it's not the drummer. What does Jeff Frankenstein play in the Newsboys? What does he do?
Keyboards.
Okay. So there are people named Frankenstein, but when you were little, you didn't know that. You thought he was a monster maker.
Yeah, it's like a fictional story. You know?
Thought you were going to be the next monster?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, okay, Noodle Podcast, this is my story.
Thanks for listening to Brian's work story.
You will now relinquish control of your podcast. Have a nice day.
I'm so glad we got our control of our podcast back again.
No, we asked for short stories, not wart stories. You heard us wrong.
The ink must have smudged on the podcast. If you're a faithful fan of this podcast, then you love us, warts and all.
Wow. I was not aware they ever got rid of warts in that way. Seems a little bit over the top.
I think it sounds kind of cool.
Oh, do you now?
Electrocuting
well, do you have
warts
any warts?
Up.
Go stick your finger in a wall socket and let's see if they come off.
No, I don't. Sorry.
Aw. I mean...
But if you, our listeners, want to stick your finger in a wall socket and send us a message...
We do not endorse that.
But we do endorse sending us a message.
Right.
Send it to feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332. Or you can leave a comment on the show notes at theramennoodle.com/75.
75?
Wouldn't this be our diamond anniversary?
What? It's not 75 years anyway. I mean, I know you used to do one episode a year, but we've been a bit more consistent than that for a while now. But I can't believe we don't have confetti for 75th episode. Wow. Or, okay, scratch bad noisemakers off the list.
Well, I want to remind you, let's see, Noodles in the News. We don't really have a theme song for it, but this kind of works. No. Noodles in the News.
Wow. I can almost see duct tape and like globs of glue that weren't necessary, and I don't know.
All right, you remember this song.
I'm at a...
Cannot forget this song.
I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just gonna start talking about what I like. I love cats. I love every kind of cat.
Okay, so you remember that video.
Very well.
Well.
She wants to hug every kind of cat.
Did you think it was real?
Or hug every cat. The jury was a bit out, but I had my doubts.
Fox 17 News, wherever it's actually Channel 17, which is probably nowhere because of the way TV stupidly works. But Fox 17...
Soapbox alert.
And while I'm on my soapbox, who took the soap out of my box?
And by soapbox, I mean old TV, because it doesn't work anymore.
Well, Fox 17 had someone investigate this a little bit, and so here is the truth of this.
People are heading to cyberspace to find that special someone.
One girl, though, is getting a lot of attention lately, not so much for her looks or for her personality, but for something a little more unique. Rob Westoby takes a closer look.
Hello, my name is Debbie. This is my first attempt at a eHarmony video.
Is this real or fake?
The first time
I saw Kara Hartman's YouTube video called eHarmony Video Bio, I couldn't tell. The title is simple, no sign of parody. The picture is poorly lit, the sound unprofessional, and look, tears.
Okay, I don't see tears.
I see her wiping her eyes a lot.
Yeah. But this expression, I think, is priceless.
And all you people who can't see it are just missing out.
We will have a picture of this in the show notes at theramennoodle.com/75, and I'm posting a quick screenshot of this for everyone in the chat room. That was my screenshot.
Did you hear him take the screenshot? He's not lying. This is live production right here.
There's a squint going on, and there's a...
What the heck was that? That was Cloud. They don't sponsor us, but that I like that app.
And there's a weird dance going on at the same time. So while people look at that screenshot, I'll continue playing this video.
Will this be in the show notes?
Tears.
Yes.
But right away, people were saying to me, fake.
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 Fake. I probably date her.
Fake.
It's my final answer. It's fake.
It's a fake!
I think I'm more of a dog person.
Oh my god, I love cats too! Oh god, I can still relate.
Now that was fake.
I love every kind of cat. Sorry,
I started to look at things differently. Nothing like the influence of others to color your thinking. Poorly lit, unprofessional sound, real tears. That reminds me of something.
Leave Brittany alone!
And that reminds me of something else.
I didn't really have a plan for this video blog, but I guess I'll just do this.
You remember Lonely Girl 15, right? Turned out to be an actress. There are clues that are obvious today that I didn't see in the original YouTube video, and she introduces herself as Debbie.
Hello, my name is Debbie.
But it was uploaded by Kara. Plus, she has a Facebook fan page. So I thought maybe I could talk to Kara Hartman. So I sent an email. Hi, Kara. Thought you'd be interested in doing an interview about your work. And I got a response. Hi, Rob. Thank you very much for your interest in Kara. At this time, Kara is not doing any interviews. Going forward, we request that you please send all inquiries through our office and not to Kara directly. Thanks so much. Jenny, Principato Young Entertainment, Beverly Hills, N.A. agency. Confirmed. Oh, but she's good. Very good. I'm Rob Westerby.
It was a down day in the news on that day. He had nothing better to do than to investigate whether the girl who loves cats was real or it's a fake.
I know. It's such an amazing piece of investigative journalism. All you have to do on YouTube is go to the video, click on her name, look at the other videos she's uploaded, like the ones where she uses her real name, and you might have another clue.
Wow. Man, if they employed this kind of journalism to stuff like, oh, I don't know, real news, then maybe we would be getting some stuff done around here.
Although this other video of her, she appears to have two heads, and they seem to have slightly different names. So I want to know if that one is a fake or if it's real.
She has two heads, too.
Maybe she was just hiding one of the heads. Could that be?
It could be.
They always say that you don't know if somebody that you see online might have two heads in real life.
I hear that in response to this, CNN is going to investigate whether Fred really sounds like a kid on helium or not.
Who?
Fred. You will regret your life if you watch one of Fred's videos on YouTube.
Just Fred?
Yes.
Just Fred. His Fred. Name is just Fred, and there's no way to distinguish him from the other 47 billion Freds in the world. There probably aren't 47 billion Freds in the world.
Maybe not.
Just to clarify.
All right, you've seen bumper stickers on the back of people's cars and say all sorts of things.
Bumper stickers?
Yeah.
What is that?
They go on the rear part of a car.
I thought those were called Fred.
No, he goes under the car. Or under the bus.
Oh.
So these are
You're under the bus.
These are some. This comes from Huffington Post. And these are parodies of popular.
Huffing is bad.
Bumper stickers. It says, we support. It has the little ribbon picture of the two ribbons that are supremely popular and now come in all colors. It says, we support the guy in China selling these idiotic magnets.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. If you can read this, I'm not impressed. Most people can read. Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Well.
Honk if you think Concerto number 1 in D minor by Johannes Brahms blows away J.S. Bach's Brandenburg Concerto number 6 in B flat major.
Okay, that's brilliant.
My child did something you don't care about.
Nice and probably true.
Proud parents of human children. Honk if you love pointless displays of noise. It's like add this pointless hashtag to your tweet.
I like doing that.
This one is small, but it says, personally, I believe the back of my car is the best place to express my most deeply held beliefs.
Yes. And it doesn't matter for audio how small the bumper sticker you're reading is.
On the back of a
thankfully.
On the back of a very fancy car, it says, will work for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
A very fancy car. It's covered in mud.
Or here's one that is green text on a red background that says, honk if you're colorblind.
Nice.
And many colorblind people cannot distinguish between those two colors.
Or honk. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I hear that colorblind honking is illegal in 13 states.
It should be, you know.
Because you just can't hear the color of the honk. And here's a bashed-in rear end of a car. And the bumper sticker says, I brake for tailgaters.
That's awesome.
And that's it. So these will be in the show notes. We'll have a link to this in the show notes over at theramennoodle.com/ 75. Jeremy, have you seen anything funny recently in the last week?
I'm looking at him.
Besides that.
Oh. Have I seen anything funny? I am not prepared for this quiz.
Okay. That's fine. Because I got more. Here is someone in... Well, let me just read this article. Huge marijuana field discovered in Mexican desert. If a strange smell starts drifting over Baja California, consider it the smell of victory in the war on drugs in Mexico and enjoy. What the AP, Associated Press, called the largest marijuana crop ever was discovered by authorities in the desert 150 miles south of Tijuana. Mm-hmm. 300 acres covered in tarp of some kind. When harvested, the crop would total 120 tons of marijuana. The real question is how one manages to hide 300 acres of marijuana in the desert with all the satellite technology we have these days. Can you imagine that conversation? There appears to be a big black square with green stripes in the desert. Marijuana? How many available troops do we have? Oh, that's it? No, it's tomatoes. Ask me again in a month. So, really,
that sounded accusatory.
Yeah. How can someone hide 300 acres of marijuana?
Well,
I suggest. I mean, I'm not saying this is how you should do it if you want to grow 300 acres of marijuana.
Guessing they weren't doing it in a high security area. So the chances that satellites were being analyzed by the government, any government, are probably low.
They should hide in plain sight. Exactly. And the way that they could do it is they make like a Colonel Sanders right there in the top of the marijuana. So that if you look at it from space, you see Colonel Sanders.
Like the design?
Yeah.
In the almost like a crop circle?
Yeah. A Colonel Sanders circle.
I suppose they could do that. Have you done that?
No. I do other people in my marijuana crops.
Oh. I think I'm just disclaiming you all over the place. He doesn't really grow marijuana.
Imagine like fall time down there in that village.
I love the fall.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to spend it in Mexico, really.
And they decide we're going to have a corn maze.
That's not good. Does it get that tall?
I don't know. I have no idea.
He says a little too exuberantly.
Really? I have no idea. Knee high at 4th of July, something. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
You know.
No, I seriously do not know. I have never raised marijuana on my own.
You've never raised marijuana?
I mean, I've always helped other. No, wait.
Wow. Wow.
But a corn maze through the marijuana, people would be going in and happily never coming out.
What?
Maybe.
I don't know about that.
They would be definitely weird when they came out.
Just by being in the presence of the plant.
Yes.
I don't know about that. No. I guess, but if it's a hot day, maybe.
But speaking of drugs, you know those drug commercials that are always like blah, 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 and... Drug commercials always tend to follow a certain pattern of things. And here's someone that pointed that pattern out for our benefit.
Yours and mine.
And ours.
At first, I was sitting in an empty room, filmed in black and white. I had a sullen look on my face, indicating I was suffering from some kind of debilitating illness.
And then an actress portraying his wife stepped up behind him and explained that the problem was only getting worse and that he needed to take action.
But how?
You should talk to your doctor about drug.
Drug?
Yes, drug. The legit sounding medical breakthrough that just got FDA approved last week thanks to intense pressure from pharmaceutical lobbyists.
So I talked to an actor dressed as a doctor in what clearly wasn't a doctor's office. and he recommended I start taking drug immediately. Then the camera panned up and slowly faded to white.
Now we're being filmed in color, and everything is great.
That's right. We're not allowed to say that drug is going to solve all your problems by showing us running around acting like children,
taking in the sights,
and enjoying a delicious ice cream cone.
Oh my gosh.
The drug manufacturers can imply that their product has clearly changed our lives.
This is the part of the commercial where we tell you about all the side effects associated with drug. It's important we get through this list as quickly as possible, so you don't remember any of the truly dangerous problems that we mentioned.
Problems like liver failure, suicidal thoughts,
bowel dislocation, and heart stoppage.
As well as sudden bouts of cannibalism. But don't you worry about that.
Because now we're surrounded by adorable kittens.
Talk to your doctor about drug today.
Drug. Vague statement of a better life. Or something.
You can check out that video. It will be in the show notes at theramennoodle.com/75. And you should watch the video because it is so totally just like every kind of pharmaceutical drug commercial there is.
That was great.
That was. Now, if you find funny stuff on the internet that you want to share with us, then you can send that to feedback@noodle.mx or call into 859-353-4332 and leave a comment on the show notes at theramennoodle.com/75. Now, one other thing here that you have to watch the video, but I'm going to describe this for you. This is a new game available for Android where you can be a cow who poops on unicorns.
Oh my gosh.
It's got this nice kind of music, and you can choose the types of poo, I think, and you fling your poo off of things, and you have to hit eggs with your poo.
No. And quit saying your. This is... I'm not watching the video anymore.
In the chat room, Harasni is saying, sweet! And it is rather interesting. So if you've ever had the idea that you so seriously wanted to fling poo at a unicorn, now you can do it. But you better get the app now, because I hear the Environmental Unicorn Protection Agency is going to be trying to ban this app.
Also, people with good taste.
Which, if you listen to this podcast, is probably not you.
Oh, burn.
Now, check that out. We'll have the kind of weird video in the show notes also at theramennoodle.com/75. Now, here's some things that are coming up in the ramen noodle.
Next Do you time. Have any of that music that they play in the background of trailers for like scenes from a show for the whole season where they spoil you on everything like we're about to do?
No.
We're going to preview all our jokes?
No. Because we're not going to preview all of our jokes.
Oh.
What we'd like to hear from you is we want to hear stories of it being so hot, because we have been in a heat wave lately. Like, major heat wave.
Yes, we have.
Every morning, my phone buzzes to tell me that there is a heat index warning
tropical
today.
Heat wave.
And among weird things that the heat does to you is it makes Jeremy sing.
Temperatures rising. It isn't surprising.
So if you have funny stories to share with us about the heat or summertime or just anything like that, or
sweating or being miserable, heat-induced comas, or perhaps insanity,
or suicidal thoughts related to the heat or using drug, then
yikes.
Talk to your doctor.
Yeah,
but before you do, call us.
Oh, gosh.
So we can laugh first. Send your feedback to feedback@noodle.mx or call 859-353-4332. And the links to all of these stories that we've shared will be in the show notes at theramennoodle.com/75. Jeremy, do you have any closing thoughts?
Nope.
Okay, everyone, make sure that you're subscribed to us in iTunes or your favorite podcasting program player of choice.
Thing.
Yeah, because it helps us out. It helps you out because then you get to hear the episode on a regular basis and you don't have to wait until it's live. But we are live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So join us for that at noodle.mx/live. Again, you can send your stories and funny stuff to us and funny things you found or funny things that happened or jokes that you want to share with us to feedback@noodle.mx or 859-353-4332. You can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
Or me at twitter.com/Fleegon. You're supposed to ask me. And Jeremy, where can they find you on the internet?
I was pointing to you.
I was looking at the chat room.
And you were sleeping.
I was not sleeping. I was talking to our faithful listeners who join us every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Nice. So where can people follow you on Twitter?
Twitter.com/Fleegon. P-H-L-E-G-O-N. You're not even playing the outro music. It's not my fault. Well,
because it's short. It's short.
Your mom's short.
Next time. Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening. Awkward silence. Sometimes the awkward silence is just more powerful than anything else.
No, those are powerful silences, not awkward silences.
So thank you for listening. Tune in next time as we laugh again.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. When they try and sing ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts about how to podcast, Audacity, movie reviews with Christian critical thinking, and more over at noodle.mx, part of the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx. That was awkward.
You need to start drinking coffee, I say.
Yeah, well, I didn't have soda. I just had sugar cookie water.
Oh, so you were crashing instead of hopped up?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, it's sugar cookie tea made
really
into iced tea and sweetened with even more sugar.
I think it's lovely.
I have a theory about why or how stupid videos get posted online by the people who made them.
They just did it accidentally?
Well, yeah. Here's why. Okay, the average person out there probably doesn't know how to record a video on their computer. Okay, do you agree so far?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, they go to YouTube. YouTube has a record button.
Right.
Yeah, so you press that and you click record, and that's how you record a video on your computer.
Nice.
Is you record, true. You go to YouTube and you press record, and that's how you record videos. And my theory is that these people who upload the dumb things that are embarrassing for the person who uploaded it. I think it's one of these things where they pressed YouTube, decided to play around, try and sing a song, discover that this doesn't really work so well.
Discover that, oh, I can't sing. Dang.
Yeah, I'll just stop this recording. And they stop it, and before they know it, it's actually posted online and then gets millions and millions of views.
Maybe.
This explains how Rebecca Black's video made it on the internet.
Nice. I think all of that was definitely right in front of a webcam, you know, just no cuts or anything, no editing.
Rebecca Black somehow got the channel Rebecca.
They killed someone and took it, didn't they?
Yeah.
All for her.
Weren't you the one who said that I would be nothing? Well, I'm about to prove you wrong. I'm not the only one who believes in something. My one wish is about to come true. I'm not stopping for you, no matter what you do. I'll just keep on dreaming, my head up in the clouds, when nobody's around.
I think it's really her singing.
To see,
I think it's really her voice. Either had some serious voice coaching, or I might have to go ahead and be one of those people that cries auto-tune.
But take note, she didn't get lyric coaching.
True.
I'll interpret the lyrics for you. This is my moment, my moment, my moment, my moment. This is my moment, my moment, my moment, my moment. This is my moment. My moment, my moment, my moment. This is my moment, my moment, my moment. We so excited. This is my moment, my moment, my moment, my moment. This is my moment. This is my moment. This is my moment.
Her voice. It's hilarious. Your moment. Give yourself more credit. It's going to be at least 15 minutes of fame. I want a t-shirt that says that.
And there was a movie theater sign that said, "My moment, Rebecca Black."
Did she say that? About to blow up?
I don't know. She's starting to sing now. This feels like my moment. It tastes like my moment. It smells like my moment. It must be my moment. And this time, there's actually sound when they applaud.
That's good.
Unlike the first one.